Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country around the world. Imagine thousands of shows and millions of listeners. By the click of a Z button, you could discover what the world has to say. It's always exciting for me to open the show. Be still my heart. People are hearing me all over the world. And I just know that since I started the shows in 2010, I just know that I have received ahas from all points of call, from all over the world. London, Malaysia, East Africa, Germany. Have you ever wondered what our world would be like today if we had all of this technology 50 years ago? Oh, time just flies by. I'm just overwhelmed at how quickly, blink of an eye. I went to bed one night and I was 25. In the springtime of my life. Don't you just love Vivaldi's Four Seasons? When I woke up, I was in the winter of my life. But you see, my interpretation of the winter is not like anyone else's. It's the springtime of our life. New portals to enter, to visit, to discover. Come on, you've heard me say this so many times. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand. Melting like a snowflake. Now the call-in number for Live with Kathy is 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. You could email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, excuse me, studio@sbcglobal.net. I love to get letters. Don't you just love letters? Get A.R. Gurney's, Melissa Gardner, and Andrew Makepeace Ladd III, Andy. Meet in the second grade, and they stay together by writing letters. It reverses 50 years. But let's bring this closer to home. You could write to me now. What would you like me to discuss? You know, my shows are eclectic. What topics would you like me to expand on? Now, the shows might be controversial, but never, never boring. Absolutely not. You see, I'm not all fluff. I stay on top of current and newsworthy events, local, national, and globally. I'm compliant without compromising my beliefs and who I am. When I open the show, I think of us as family. We're in partnership with the consortium, Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, you could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estate, Illinois, 60195. And be sure and log on my web, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. And click on all of the C buttons. I just got in touch with David Taylor, the assistant concertmaster of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. I invited him to be on the air today, but he was in Ohio, and he just couldn't make it. Family. You know, this is a family affair. Not only is the show, but the coming holidays. Isn't it sad that this joyous attitude can't prevail for the rest of the year? Why can't it be all year long? Why do we have to put on our nice hat, our cordial hat, our giving and our loving hat for Thanksgiving and then Christmas? What's your take on that? Let me hear how you feel about even Mother's Day, Father's Day. I don't quite buy into it. If you can treat me with kindness and caring, genuine, no falsehood, all year long, what good is that one day? What good is that one day? Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. You've clicked on KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. And you see performing arts, you see pageants. I'm a soloist, a performing artist, a solo, solopreneur. But I also work with a team. Roger Plummer in Roger Plummer in Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. What a magnificent voice. And then don't forget David Taylor and I. The Circle of Life. Ageless performers. You can reach me on my landline, 847-882-8717. You're listening to Live with Kathy. And today's show and tomorrow, it's all about Thanksgiving. And I'm looking at all of my information here. I love to travel. But let me tell you something, honey. I ain't traveling at Christmas time. We did it. Where were we going? To Puerto Rico. Oh, my God. I thought I was going to be trampled. I'd rather do my holiday traveling off the scope, off the radar. Now, I'm going to digress a little bit. And let's get you started on New Year's Eve, because I'm telling you, within a month, it's going to be New Year's Eve. And, you know, this is the year that you promised that you were going to do all those wonderful things last year. Well, that's another show. I love London, England. You see, when you're a speaker on international cruise ships, man, you're just all over the place. I couldn't stay for 2 or 3 days, but Mum the Queen was rather tied up, and I said, au revoir, darling, we'll do this another time. So where do you want to go? Do you want London? I love that city. They think Christmas is just theirs. But then if you don't want to travel that far, I'll spread on the cheer on New Year's Eve, then you could go to Quebec City, Quebec. Now remember, in December, it's a snowy winter wonderland. And it is just one great big block party on Grande Allée, where DJs and avant-garde dance troupes perform. Now, today's show is about the holidays. But I do believe that on Friday I said that I would finish the show because I just didn't have enough time. And today's show is about the holidays. Why don't you give yourself the biggest gift of all and stay home? No, I really mean it. Why don't you give yourself the biggest, the best gift of all by staying home? So, they claim that Christmas, Thanksgiving to Christmas, the most stressful holidays. Well, why don't you do something different? Why don't you take a trip? Enjoy your holidays, but take your trip off season. The prices skyrocket. Crowds galore. And I'm looking at San Juan, Puerto Rico. I've been to San Juan. Turks and Caicos. I've been everywhere around the world. Now, no passport required for U.S. citizens. Now, in San Juan, locate or take a cruise. Take a cruise. The pretty houses, the narrow, winding, slopey cobbled streets, the plazas here and there, those wrought iron balcony rails, and that smattering of colors. And I haven't even counted the historical places. Lovely eateries. You can't miss old San Juan. And once you're there and back, you can't stop missing it. Now, let me bring some of the... You could do this at Christmas time, too. Did you know? Now, if you're making it a family affair, remember I told you on Friday's show that you better be sure that you're all happy campers. Because if just one is unhappy with the destination, you're doomed. Here from the Midwest. Are you ready? Cheeseheads, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Why you're going Milwaukee doesn't have to fake the post-industrial rust belt look that's become the signature aesthetic of gentrifying neighborhoods from Brooklyn to Seattle. The city's warehouses and factories are being converted into boutique hotels, excellent restaurants, and naturally, microbreweries, making the state's largest city an urban rustic playground and gourmet's delight. All less than a two-hour drive from Chicago. Now we're in the Midwest. And they suggest that you check into the Iron Horse Hotel. It's a converted mattress factory whose 100 rooms have exposed brick and sweeping city views. Now, before getting a taste of the peak season farm fresh fare at Brasé, where the locally sourced menus changes daily, except for always available plates of Wisconsin cheese. And then you could have all your mandatory beer experiences at Milwaukee Brewing Company. And then get your Wisconsin cheese fix at Clock Shadow Creamery, a factory and shop that uses only the milk of hormone-free cows from nearby farms. And for a total change of pace, don't miss the futuristic San Diego Calatrava designed pavilion at the Milwaukee Art Museum, a stunningly modern antidote to all of the New Year's Eve tip. Make like a true Wisconsinite and embrace the cold by heading to the Red Arrow park for ice skating. Rentals are available. And you could get a cup of cider. And you could be skating and waiting for the countdown. Now, from the west, you want to go to Palm Springs? Ah, you don't have to worry about cloudy skies or cold in this mid-century modern Mecca. Okay, now a New Year's Eve tip. This holiday, New Year's Eve, is always a big deal at ACE. Past celebrations have included pool parties, DJs flown in from New York, and special feasts at the hotel's restaurant, King's Highway. Party in the desert and hope the rest of your year is just as chilled out. But why do it at New Year's Eve? Why not do this off-season? That would be the best choice for me. And then, of course, you could always go to New York. Remember I talked about that? You know, the shows are archived. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on November 22nd. It's just amazing. What? Oh, here we go, ice skating in Central Park. The tree at Rockefeller Center. Oh, they do know how to party. Charleston. Oh, the South. The high times in the low country. Why is Charleston America's favorite city? Well, Christian Wright returns to ancestral home to dish with the local gentry and finds an irresistible new buzz in the air. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And remember I told you, darling, you don't have to wear yourself out. You see, the very core of the holiday season, did you forget it's for loving and giving? Get your pen and pad out. Write it down. 'Tis the season for giving and loving, loving and giving. If you're giving, accept the gift. And a simple thank you will do it. We all have to say, oh, really, why? Oh, you really shouldn't have. Well, if I want to give a gift, don't dampen it by saying, oh, really, I don't deserve this. Well, let me make that decision. It's my money, my gift, my choice. So you might be a little bored and lonely. Maybe you've lost significant others and family has dwindled. You're not alone. It happens to all of us. You see, giving takes on many forms. You can volunteer. Treat others to new, enriching experiences. Now, really, stop and think about it. Don't you just love the feeling when you give unconditionally? And hey, Evelyn, my dear friend, she's amazing, 80 plus, still driving, and she heard about my book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken, and I had it, I downloaded it, well, I didn't, Justin did, and we put a binder on it, and I gave her a gift, oh, by the way, this is the season of giving and living. Giving and loving. Call in 347-637-3789. Log on to Kathy's Studio at sbcglobal.net and tell me that you heard the show. And I will email you the book. Move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the fountain of youth. You know, it's in this, it's pandemic. Everyone, it seems, is an expert. No, darlings, I am. Discover how to look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now, right now. These are my secrets, my methods, no scripts, no nothing. I bared my soul and secrets in the one and only secret recipe book for life, your life. Close to 6 decades in research development, hand-on experiences, trials, and tribulations. I've experienced life firsthand with all the twists, turns, disappointments, and challenges with creative, intelligent, visionary, and futuristic insights. The unique factor, the elixir appeals to all ages, men and women. Oh, yes, I remember you 20-year-olds. You're bulletproof. Well, you're all catching up with us. And it appeals to men and women in all ethnicities. Limber joints without a leave. The skinny on skin looks to matter. Facial and tongue stretch exercises. As we age, darlings, we begin to slur our words. It's not loose dentures, it's a lazy tongue. The techniques are fun and easy to learn. No costly equipment. And once you've learned them, they're yours for life. The results are amazing. It's free. Because with this book, your joyful secret wishes will come true. And then we have the opportunity of talking to each other one-on-one. How sweet is that? Now, that's on books. If you're still on, are you on my website? Okay, scroll down. Choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. We're celebrities in our own right. You'll be immersed in our power of the choices and challenges that we made. You'll want to hug us. You'll want to embrace our determination and purpose. It could be you too. Do you have a challenge facing you right now? You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll rejoice in our victorious achievements. What can you learn? Look, it's a book that you keep alongside of you. You don't put it up in a bookcase or a coffee table. You keep it alongside of you because this is what Renee said. Oh, she loved the book. Choices. What a treasure, Kathy. From the time one rises from slumber until slumber sets in again, choices will be made. Choices are made from the simple-minded to the genius. The stories that Kathy chose to share of herself and others from this little gem are encouraging and inspiring. Are you going to allow disappointments, situations, and or circumstances to beat you down or make you quit? Or are you going to keep trying, keep fighting, triumph and win? The choice is yours. After reading the book, you will be, go and do. Thank you, Kathy, for sharing this read with me. I enjoyed all of the stories. My heart was deeply touched. I found myself empathetic to a few of the stories and sympathetic to others. I will share choices with others and the world. The stories aren't long. But you go to the end of the chapter and look at their faces and then go and read their story. From behind the Berlin Wall to freedom. Barbara in Germany. Rudy, the son of migrant farm workers. He achieved the American dream. There are 14 of us. It's amazing. And the book is timeless. The book is just timeless. Now, you'll get a discount when you order through me. You could call me at 847-882-8717. Or you could go log on Amazon.com and click on all of the two buttons. It's available in soft, hard, Kindle, and Nook. Now you can get it at AuthorHouse.com, Barnes & Noble. You won't be able to put the book down. Now scroll down a little further. The Heart of the Lion by Tom Patrick with Kathy Watson. Oh, he has his novel coming out soon. It's just going to blow you away. But this is my story, my journey to Africa in 1984. Amulets, Lions, and the Search for Truth. A Chicago broadcast journalist is obsessed with making a pilgrimage across the Serengeti to solve the mystery behind a golden amulet given to her father during World War II. The spirit reincarnate unites with one of God's chosen creatures. Worlds apart, they become one in the land of Africa. I could see me walking in to the beautiful spa William Holden had in Kenya. A mystical romantic story embracing the spiritual and personal growth of two desperately searching for the true meaning of life. Ah, a fascinating component. Well, the story is fiction. There are some segments that are true. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and ExLibris.com. And then, Self-Growth by David Ricklin. I'm in 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life, Volume 2, order Amazon.com. Self-Growth, it is Aging with Style, The Passionate Warrior. The Greatest of Journeys, Start with a Dream. My chapter, along with other experts, disclose success secrets on achieving your ideal life. Experts who are willing to pursue their dreams, willing to tell their stories, their challenges, to empower others like you to succeed. Amazon.com and selfgrowth.com. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Discover what the world has to say. Tuesday and Thursday, 11 a.m., Wednesday at 8 a.m., Friday at 6:30 in the morning. I'm amazed at how many people call in on Friday at 6:30. Now, today's show and tomorrow, it's all about you giving and loving during this incredibly emotional holiday. But I want to read something to you. This is from, I got an email from Paula Fellingham. She is the WIN Online, the WIN, the Women in Networking. And she said, Happy Thanksgiving from the WIN. Dear Kathy, what a glorious time of the year. Friends worldwide watch as we Americans observe our Thanksgiving holiday, giving thanks for our countless blessings. Several of my friends in other countries have commented that they think this annual American tradition is a dear one. Yeah, this is a time to pause and reflect, to fill our hearts with gratitude and focus on what's right with the world and what's working well in our lives. In the spirit of Thanksgiving, I'd like to share a poem I taught my children when they were young. you may want to share it with others. The anonymous poem is titled, "The World is Mine." Creator unknown. Today upon a bus, I saw a lovely maid with golden hair. Oh, I envied her. She seemed so gay. I wished I was as fair. When she rose to leave, I saw her hobble down the aisle. She had one foot and wore a crutch. But as she passed, a smile. Oh, God, forgive me when I whine. I have 2 feet. The world is mine. And then I stopped to buy some sweets. The lad who sold them was so kind. I talked with him. He said to me, "Oh, it's nice to talk with folks like you. You see," he said, "I'm blind." Oh, God, forgive me when I whine. I have 2 eyes. The world is mine. Then walking down the street, I saw a child with blue eyes. He stood and watched the others play. He seemed he knew not what to do. I stopped for a moment, then I said, "Why don't you join the others, dear?" He looked ahead without a word. And then I knew he could not hear. Oh, God, forgive me when I whine. I have 2 ears. The world is mine. With feet to take me where I'd go, with eyes to see the sunset's glow, with ears to hear what I would know. Oh, God, forgive me when I whine. I'm blessed indeed. The world is mine. This is Happy Thanksgiving from Paula and the Wynn team. We love you. May your day be filled with wins. And Paula and the Wynn team, we love you too. And may all of your secret wishes come true. And may you enjoy the blessings, the giving, and the loving of the holidays all year long. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The world's largest social network, reaching any country in the world. I mean, stop and think about the magnitude of that. Our world is shrinking. We're living longer. We're not necessarily better. This is why I want you to think about becoming a partner with me in the consortium of Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Now, this is a call to action. I don't know if you're a business owner, but you see, if I don't ask, it's an automatic no. I don't know. Does everyone understand the purpose of your business, your service, your product? Call me at 847-882-8717. Are you willing to accept change? Are you willing to shift your strategies? You see, change is constant. That you could bank on. I'm offering a 10-week introductory offer. We work with you on We Talk, see if you're a match. See if you want to invest in you. Radio is a powerful marketing tool. It's investing in you, and I don't know how many want to invest in themselves. But I work with you on your mini Marshall. It's heard 4 times a week, 40 times in the 10 weeks. And then you're invited to be a guest host, to co-host with me. Yeah, you're shaking in your boots, aren't you? Because now you get to hear you. The show is archived. We listen and we tweak. There's no such thing as constructive criticism. We just tweak. And you ask yourself one question. After hearing me, would I run to the phone or to the computer and get in touch with me? Was I that dynamic? Was I forceful? Was I powerful? So we keep learning and learn, and we discover our authentic you. My partners include iron workers, District Council of Chicago and vicinity. I love to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics, revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. And it's college affiliated. Now you have to qualify. Log on ironworkers.org. Do you want to find out more about iron workers? Log on youtube.com/unionironworkers. youtube.com/ironworkersimpact. And then if you want to get acquainted, it's international. Iron workers, friends and families, we're all invited to the International Iron Workers Festival. That was August 9th. So you could go online and archive the show and click on August 9th and you will hear the brothers and the sisters that came together at this 2013 International Iron Workers Festival. For more information, log on ironfest.com. And then I have a CD. What a noble profession. 8 minutes long. I wrote it. Open with the bombastic Aaron Copland fanfare to the common man. And then it transitions into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer performing his grand jetés while the graceful movements of the swan. Years of training and dedication. You'll love it. You can get it by calling me or emailing me, Kathy Watson, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net, or call me at 847-882-8717. In the book Choices, Rika Kauf has a chapter, Divine Intervention. Think about your life right now. Think about it. Pick up the mirror. Look in the mirror and say hello to the creator of your life. Or are you living your life according to someone else? No, you're the creator of your life. Even if you're living in an abusive situation, you created it. You created it. Get out. Get out. Get out. You'll love her story. And at Thanksgiving, I talked with her the other day. Oh, she said, Kathy, it is so meaningful to me. Because I work with women that need a little hands up in a shelter. And I'm able to be there to hold their hand. Not somewhere, not someday, but right now. And to give them the encouragement to hang on. somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. And I want to be there when you grasp your bluebird. To be there when you're standing on the top of the mountain holding your dream in your hand because you persevered and we all believed in you. So you don't have to be bored and lonely. Log on heparks.org. Contact your senior centers, your park districts, and your libraries. Log on heparks.org. November 26th, 4 days left. Having a little problem with a financial issue? You could contact Greg McIntyre, our CPA. You could reach him at ahtax@ameritech.net. This is the time to rejoice. This is the time to feel the essence, the vibration of the world. This is not the time to look stressed out, to be grumpy, to be exhausted. Why? If you're doing that to yourself, stop right now. You see, everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. And here again, this is another way that you could get the Elixir of Youth free. It's secret number 7 on page 42. I share with you my secret for distressing our faces. I've been distressing mine for over 20 years, and then I decided not to be so selfish and share it with you. It's a cream. It's a procaine formula. You cannot get it anywhere. It is so fresh. It is so pure. And you can only get it through me. It's under $50, plus shipping and handling, so on and so forth. It is so effective. You only use it 3 times a week. Now, when you call me, you order it. All sales are final. Did you hear me? Final. I don't want to be bothered. But then I will also email you the book. So you're getting my secret, and you're going to get the book, too. Now, you know how to get it. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Or call me at 847-882-8717. Please don't go into debt on Christmas. What fun is it in January when you're getting this plethora of bills? I remember when I was raising the children, we lived in this beautiful house, fireplace. I used to make the Christmas gifts. And I want to tell you one. Listen to me. Get your pen and pad out right now. Right now. Go to the store and get a very green pineapple. Now, get a big pizza cardboard round disc. And glue the pineapple to the center. Now, in Hawaii, everyone has a pineapple because that is significant with welcome. Please, my casa, your casa. Come into my home. Now, you're going to go to the novelty store, hat pins, the little tiny that have the little pearl, put a sequin on, then a little gold bead and another sequin, and then just pierce the... No, wait, before you do that, you have to get gold spray paint and spray the round disc, the pineapple, spray it gold. And then you now pierce the pineapple with all of the jewels. I did all kinds of jewels. And then be sure and get the spires that you could put in there. And the pineapple, as it ages, it just releases, trickles out the fragrance of the pineapple. Now get evergreen ferns and cover the base of it. spray it, and then take little tiny gold ornaments and sprinkle it all around. Your friends will never get a gift like this. Because not only is it fresh, but you took out the time. You did it out of the goodness of your heart. It's an amazing, amazing gift. And so is the ebook with the cream. But you have to call now. Christmas is right around the corner. It shall be my pleasure. So, don't go into debt this Christmas. Come on. And I used to do nylon tulle Christmas trees. Man, they were beautiful. But the pineapple was the favorite of them all. So I don't care whether you're a solopreneur, retired, or you're still working for a company, you need to have a little extra money, home-based businesses. I started mine when I was 25 years old. I mean, you could fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, pay your bills, and you're getting the opportunity of building you to challenge yourself while making money. Leticia, Leticia, myshackley.com. This is a call to action to all of the women of the world, not only in America, but globally. 2013, the year to reign supreme, the year to let our voices heard in solidarity. Together, we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. The days of getting wealthy by working for corporate America are numbered. You could go ahead, keep your day job, but be smart. Start your own company, your own home-based business, and it doesn't take money. You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough, but I want you to promise me that you'll make it a family affair, get the kids involved. So I don't know what you're doing now, but have you considered more profitable, less risking, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? Then create your own home-based business. Yeah, I know. It's scary. It's the unknown. But we were born, weren't we? And then we challenged ourselves to turn over. And then we challenged ourselves to grab the crib bars and pull ourselves up on our knees. And then we learned how to crawl. It was an exciting. You see, when you're green, you're growing. When you stop, you rot. All you need, make a decision. The need, the desire to achieve. More and more people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing. It's pandemic. Men and women, stay home, moms and dads. Now more than ever, all of you seniors, don't just decay and vegetate. Embrace the power of creating your own home-based business. Teach your kids the power of money. Leticia.myshackley.com. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. It's a glorious time of the year to reach all of you. But will you promise me? Will you promise me to pace yourself? Will you promise me to be true to yourself? The holiday season is for you to reach out and make others happy, but are you overextending yourself? Why? I ask, do most? Some people overdo, overextend themselves to the point of exhaustion. You see, when you lean over the candlelight to toast the holidays, you're going to have bags under your eyes. You're going to be so exhausted you can't even enjoy the holiday. How can it be enriching and giving if you're worn out? And come on, make it a family affair. I want to read you a story. It's about a Thanksgiving dinner. Our future is not merely something that happens to us, but something that we participate in creating. What did I say earlier? You're creating your life. If we do it consciously, we can create a world that works. Dr. Paul Ray and Sherry Anderson. The morning began with screams from the kitchen. The turkey and all the food for Thanksgiving is gone. I was outside picking up the morning paper when the commotion started. The neighbors were all outside talking about how all of their Thanksgiving food had disappeared too. For some reason, every store was closed, and no one could buy so much as a slice of bread. There was a lot of screaming and hollering, blaming and cussing. As people calmed down and began noticing that they were hungry, they went back into their homes and began looking for food. One man found 10 pounds of rice. Another found a dozen cans of peas. All the neighbors got together, which was the first time many folks of this community had ever met their neighbors. And they shared what meager offerings they had. Since it was a warm day, people brought their grills outside and began to cook and share with each other what they had. Did I not say that this is the season of giving and loving? One man with a very big voice bellowed, "I have something to say." Everyone listened. I think this is the kind of Thanksgiving our forebears had. Now I understand the meaning of being grateful. Until today, I didn't have a family. Now I have all the family I need. The alarm went off. Oh, I woke up and I could smell the coffee. I was both grateful and disappointed that the whole experience had been just a dream. Do you know your neighbor? Do you greet them with, "Hello, how are you?" Make it a great day. You see, write this down. The greeting is, "Make it a great day." Usually people say, "Have a great day." No, you have the power to make it a great day. Because you see, you don't need to know anything other than that you are the painter of your life. Can you reach out to someone? Can you volunteer? So your affirmation for the whole entire holiday season is, all that I require and desire is mine to have and to share, to have and to share, to have and to share. I am grateful for this day and for my family. Because you see, you make it a great day by the paintings that you're painting on your palette, your mind's palette. What do you want to paint? a world in which I love to live, or to live in the world as it exists now? Come on, there's no denying it. And I'm not being Pollyannish about this. We're living in a state of rage. And it's all your choices. If there is to be peace in the world, let it begin with me. Every thought sets the fulfillment of its desire in motion in mind. And mind sees the thing as already done. You see, the mind can't subconscious. The conscious mind can't say, oh, Kathy didn't mean this. This is what Kathy meant. No, I am the painter of my life. I am sitting here telling you I'm a joyful painter because I'm doing what I love. And when you're a painter of your mind, you don't need brushes. Paint with your mind. When you paint with your mind, you paint what truly matters to you. If there are things you don't like, you don't have to paint them. Or you can replace them. You can place them in the background on your canvas. Come on, it's Thanksgiving. You don't... Nichiren Shoshu said in the fourth prayer of Buddha, Nam-myoho Renge-kyo, what I wish for myself, I wish for all mankind and the entire universe. That embraces everyone. Let me give it to you again. Write it down. This Thanksgiving, this very moment, I live in the now. What I wish for myself, I wish for all mankind and the entire universe. Now, let's go back to the canvas. Make it a great holiday season. Now, there are going to be people that are just too toxic. Let them go. You ain't going to change them, honey. That change has to come from within. I clean house once a month. Yeah, I have to clean out some extended family. Because, you see, I can't be an enabler. I can't be there. And to teach them, they have to learn themselves. And if they don't learn, they got to do it over and over and over again. So you're looking at your canvas, and that's your mind. What do you want to bring close? You can paint moment-to-moment experiences with broad strokes. Or you can be delicate with fine brush, painting everything in great detail. You can choose warm or cool, muted colors. You can explore all of the moods of life. Your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow. How does your garden grow? Now, one of the most wonderful things about being a painter of your life is that you have the opportunity to explore relationships and how you want to place them on your canvas. I just got through telling you that I did. I had to remove some toxic, negative people from my life. You can repaint everything as many times as you want until you're satisfied. You are at cause, not effect. There's a great deal of freedom in being a mind painter. You are the creator of your life. There are others who will tell you that they are fine painters than you. They may offer to paint your life the way they think it should be. They may tell you that they know best at first. Such an idea may be splendiferous, but it isn't. Each of us is living a life that only we can live, and only we can paint. How does your garden grow? You're listening to Life with Kathy. Tomorrow's show, 11 a.m., and it's going to be, I'm paying homage to the music of the holiday. Hallelujah. How great thou art. Until tomorrow at 11, Kathy Watson, au revoir.